On this Sunday, before the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we remember that God is not indifferent to human life and human suffering. But we have to contend ourselves with quite a few different philosophies of life. It's like the patient and doctor who had a conversation, and the doctor said to his patient, "Your leg is swollen, but I wouldn't worry about it." And the patient said, "Well, if your leg was swollen, doctor, I wouldn't worry about it either." And so when we think of the cross, for the Christian, we might take the motto of the Seabees, the engineers of World War II, who said, "The difficult we do at once, the impossible takes a bit longer." When Jesus was on the cross, people mocked him with the philosophy of this world and said, "Come down from the cross, and then we will believe in you." Which is easier, to come down from the cross so people might or might not believe in you, or to die and rise from the dead, to do the more difficult option? That is what Christ chose, to remind ourselves that in this world, unlike the philosophy of Macbeth, if you remember that famous soliloquy that ends, "Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." Jesus has the exact opposite philosophy. Because life is so precious, because it is so brief, so fleeting, that you wake up one day and you're 100 years old and you say, "Where did my life go?" That makes it all the more valuable. And everything that we do, everything that we choose, we affirm our belief in Christ's resurrection and say, "I am not the victim of my history. I am the author of my history." People want God to do everything. And what God asks us is, take responsibility for your life. Not your parents, not your husband, wife, spouse, children, grandchildren. No one is responsible for you. Not even God is responsible for you, because God cannot save you if you do not want to be saved. And so the cross of Christ is an invitation and a promise. "This is how much I love you. This is how much I care for you." And the evangelical promise that "I will never leave you and I will always save you," if you want to be saved, if you want to accept the invitation, if you want to look at the cross of Christ and say to yourself, as Fulton J. Sheen did, think of this: a man on the cross and the good thief, a dying man, asked the dying man for eternal life. A man without possessions asked the poor man for a kingdom. "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And a thief at the door of death asked to do and be a thief and steal paradise. So in your own life, look at all the possible options. Take control of your future by taking control of your present. And believe that with Christ at your side, with his cross as the guiding light, you can see a bright future for yourself that begins today with everything that you choose to think about, everything that you choose to speak, and everything that you choose to do. So life is not full of sound and fury that signifies nothing. It is full of hope and joy and love, and we write our own history and we control what we can do. Sometimes in our prayers, we don't ask for too much. We ask for too little. We believe too little. So be like the Seabees of World War II who said, the difficult we do at once, but with Christ, the impossible takes a bit longer.